W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal disaster declaration is made to help Texans recover from the impact of Hurricane Beryl, leaving at least eight dead and millions without power. Reporter Chris Fox has
more. Texas Acting Governor, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, speaking with President Biden today, who offered federal disaster relief.
We are appreciative that the federal government has stepped in, and they will pick up most of the cost as we go through a recovery here of the storm.
Those recovery efforts from Hurricane Beryl made tougher due to flooding, down power lines, leaving millions without electricity, and a heat index of 105.
We expect to see about a million customers get power by tomorrow. This is going to be a multiple day recovery.
Patrick was in Galveston touring the destruction. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
President Biden spoke at the opening of a three-day NATO summit in Washington. He announced the U.S. and allies will send additional weapons to Ukraine. A short time later, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed his gratitude and pushed for further military support, saying the world cannot wait until the November election in the U.S. to take action to fight Putin.
We all need exactly this. Leadership that does not wait for any Novembers, but acts now. Acts every day strongly.
A member of the armed services attempted unsuccessfully to access President Biden's medical records. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more.
The Navy Criminal Investigative Service, or NCIS, launched an investigation on February 26 after a co-worker of the sailor reported what happened. And during the probe, the sailor admitted he looked up the president's name out of curiosity. The investigation concluded on April 24th, and according to one U.S. official, it determined the sailor never reached the president's medical record and couldn't have reached it by searching in that medical system because the president's records are restricted.
On the campaign trail, former President Donald Trump stumps in suburban Miami, laying out a golf challenge to President Biden.
I will give him 10 strokes aside, and if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million.
Joe Bonzal of the Oak Ridge Boys has died at the age of 76. A family rep says Bonzal, who joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1973, died today from complications of ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He sang on such hits as Elvira, American Maid, and Bobby Sue. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testifies in front of Congress, but gives little new guidance on the Fed's plans regarding when it might lower interest rates. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers back in Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field, the Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee had yesterday off. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets at PNC Park. Pittsburgh's Mitch Keller with another strong performance on the mound, going 8 innings on 107 pitches, holding the Mets to just 2 runs. The Brewers may have filled a spot in the starting rotation with lefty Dallas Keuchel, who kept the Dodgers in check Sunday. Brewers center fielder Blake Perkins.
You know, I'll have to say, like, Keuchel did a really good job shutting down innings, like after we scored. You know, we had some long innings there, but there was no runs on the board.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals blanked the Nationals 6-0 in D.C. The Reds shut out the Rockies 6-0 in Cincinnati. Stock car racing tonight, the 45th Slinger Nationals at the Slinger Speedway in Wisconsin. Drivers who have competed in the past include Bobby Allison, Dale Earnhardt, Steve Appel, and defending champ Ty Majeski. Expected there tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds, a little patchy fog in the overnight. Light winds, lower 60s by sunrise. For your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, some showers, even some rumbles of thunder, especially in the afternoon, with highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels. And on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller joins the show to talk entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The News by Emily Ligren. Each morning, we listen for what is breaking. The sound of a thousand tragedies fill the air. Shattering that never stops. Headlines. A fleet of anchors tangled at our feet. We watch, worried if we turn away, even for an instant, it will all crumble the rest of the way. Forget with me for a moment. Take an unguarded breath. Do it now. The world needs your attention here, too. On the rise and fall of your shoulders, the rustle of leaves outside your window, the warm space between your gaze and mine. There's the News by Emily Ligren. And it is Tuesday Newsday. We will be looking at the news, but also live in the now. Be aware of the rustling of leaves outside your window. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. It's Tuesday Newsday. What should we be tracking? What should we be paying attention to? What stories that are big and what stories that might seem small could we learn something from? What is happening in your community that could be a model to learn from in other communities? As folks on this program know, I believe the federal government could show leadership. But as I look at history, much of the greatest leadership that's ever been shown has happened state by state, legislature by legislature, city by city, community by community, county by county. So women's suffrage happened. Women's suffrage failed in my state 5 times before ultimately succeeding. It didn't happen because Congress wanted to get it done. Congress didn't want to get it done. But it happened state by state, including Western states, until finally it created enough of a cascade that Congress acted. I think in the face of this federal government, including this United States Supreme Court, that we have to look for opportunities for the federal government to show leadership. We can't let it be a cop-out. But we also need to work where we can have the most impact and where that impact might send ripples of hope. To borrow from Robert Kennedy, what are some of the news stories? Here's a fun one. The New York Times decided to focus on today in their podcast was killer robots. And I want to link it to Chevron. I want to link it to Loper. I want to link it to the Supreme Court. Now, the story in the New York Times, and we can talk about Parkinson's, the fact that a neurologist visited the White House. The only reason we know that is because this president, unlike the last president, actually lets the press see the visitor logs in the White House. And so, of course, what does the New York Times do? They use that as an opportunity to try to take down the president, even though there's no indication that those visits were primarily to see the president. But setting that aside, big story this morning and was about killer robots. And don't get me wrong, I like saying the words killer robots because I hope it makes you pay attention. I see the potential value, the clickbait worthiness of killer robots. But I'll make a point that's more than just clickbaity. So it turns out in Ukraine, they're able to take a relatively simple chip, reprogram it into a drone, and instead of having to have a radio-controlled, human-guided attack drone, it can be self-guided, and I'll explain. So one of the key ways that you can defend against a drone attack is by having radio jammers that interrupt and intercept the signal between the controller, the video game player, who is controlling the device. Send out the radio jam, and then they can't operate it anymore. But if you can program that, if you can teach it, or if it can learn itself on how to identify what the enemy target is supposed to look like, and set aside, maybe it's not a person, maybe it is a piece of military collateral, maybe it is a depot that provides some of the accoutrement to wage war, and you program it to identify, be able to see that thing, and then even if you throw up your radio jam, the drone can still find the thing that it's supposed to destroy, even if the human being can't tell it to do so anymore. Now, there's supposed to be a human in the loop. That's a phrase all of us should know in the era of AI, as a human in the loop. Don't just turn on the robot and let the robot go. You're supposed to, at key moments, make sure a human is involved. And when it comes to weapons of war, it's supposed to be a human being who pushes the actual kill switch. That you might have a robot do the targeting, but that ultimately when the trigger is to be pulled, a human being is supposed to pull that trigger. Now, there's a moral argument whether that's actually better, but I think at least the argument in favor of that is to make sure there are multiple layers of accountability, or at least one layer of human accountability for that kind of decision. How long would it take to remove that check? What is the technological limitation or the technological requirement? When asked in Ukraine what it would take, how long would it be before they could just make it pretty fully autonomous, they'd say, oh, it would take until tomorrow. And the reason it would take until tomorrow was because that conversation was at the end of the day, suggesting that had the conversation been earlier in the day, the answer would have been later today. So what does this have to do with the Supreme Court? What does it have to do with Chevron and Loper? What does it have to do with my deep concern? CNN today finally decided to put on the front page what the Supreme Court's been doing. That was last week, by the way, before the 4th of July. They decided to have the president's age, not a news story, be the dominant conversation over the 4th of July weekend. Deciding the story could wait was the undermining of the federal judicial system and the federal system of enforcement and the ability to hold presidents accountable. They decided that would be a Tuesday headline, Tuesday front page, a week after the Supreme Court had wrapped up its work. Now you can say, well, it took them that long to figure it out. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Most of the work you do to interpret what a Supreme Court is doing, you do before the opinions are released because you had a chance to watch the arguments, to understand what the conclusions are likely to be. And there's usually just a little bit of cleanup work afterwards. And the cleanup work there is done, you can get it done in 24 hours if you're a news organization the size and resource of CNN. So if you decide to delay it a week, there's a reason you're delaying it, based on either what you think is more important or based on objectives you think are more centrally connected to your business objectives. But how is killer robots at all related to what the Supreme Court did? Let me explain why I'm concerned about it. It turns out that AI is going to be tricky to deal with and really, really important. And my quick version is, I think the move with AI is a little bit more government involvement, not just government limitation. I don't think if we try to slow it down, it will in fact slow down. It will happen fast in other countries. But like with nuclear innovation, can we call it that? If it had been done just by private industry and with regulations trying to catch up after the fact, I think it would have been even more dangerous than what happened in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Even more dangerous. So I think that the U.S. government has to get in on it, has to be closely connected to what's happening in AI, and has to be building internal knowledge so it understands what regulations really matter, and not be slow. It is moving really, really fast. I was at a conference. I asked somebody who worked for the federal government. I said, AI is moving very fast. Are we moving fast enough? And their answer was basically, we're doing the best we can, which I read to be no. That the reason that Chevron made sense was
this
that so
is the Tom Hartman
regulators
program.
Could move quickly and their judgments could be binding. Now they can't move as quickly. Their judgments are less likely to be binding. And it's even related to killer robots. More on that in a minute. This is the Tom Hartman program. The call number is 202-808-9925.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MVP's Pro Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not an MVP's Pro Rewards member? Join today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
You know, Cesar Millan, he was the dog whisperer, the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series, and now the star of a new hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist, multiple hit TV shows. He basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why we were so excited to find out which food he feeds his dog. And he has more than one dog, and he feeds it to all of his dogs, and it is Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes us even more excited about giving it to our dogs. Because since feeding Nature's Blend, dogs just end up seeming so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy, it's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. And you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend right now and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom or text THOM to 511-511. You can text THOM to 511-511 right now. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. I miss George Bailey. He's at the beach. We are back. It is Tuesday Newsday. I want to offer key stories and also connect them to context and put them in some and listen to your wisdom. Let's go to Judy from Chicago, Illinois.
Hello. Well,
Judy.
Thank you for being on. Yeah. I actually was going to quit Tom's show when the day after the debate. I was horrified. Because to see somebody so intelligent and rational to act irrational and cowardly by wanting Biden to step down. But so you brought me back. But back to the like the Supreme Court, how, you know, destructive the decisions were. But my feeling is that everybody should just call your representatives. Because it's, you know, when you go on, when you look on TV and you see these reporters who have omitted and not reported on, you know, things about what Trump's done, the Russians, blah, blah, blah. They didn't report on that. But now they're all of a sudden, they're medical experts and they're forcing it. You know, yeah.
They're gerontologists, like, they're mental health doctors. They've got all of the expertise. they don't know much about maybe international relations. They might not know much about how a bill becomes a law. They might not know much about what actually the policies that have been set forth by Trump Confederates and what he wants to do. But they sure as heck knows and can project the health of an individual human being based on a conversation on television, which I admire their wisdom, strength, and brilliance.
Yeah. And it's also, I was lucky. I was watching the MSNBC feed, and I was horrified, you know, but I saw he started to, like, his voice started to change, like, being more stronger. But they showed him at the after party, you know, at the watch party, and he gets on that mic, and his voice was powerful, and he was animated, you know. But anyway, the thing is, it's really horrible. I've been turning off, you know, the media. And instead, I've been calling my representatives, my senators, the Democratic leadership, so like people, and leaving messages to support Biden. So Hakeem Jeffries and Pelosi and Clyburn and Schumer and the DNC, and then also emailing the like MSNBC saying, you know what, if you keep with this Biden bashing, well, actually, I'm turning you off. If you think that you're making ratings, you know, by, you know, a controversy, no, I'm turning you off. The same thing, Washington Post. If you don't stop this, I'm canceling my subscription. But when you call in and, you know, just do it every day to support, it makes you feel better. You don't feel so powerless.
That second thing you said, there's almost nothing wiser that could ever be said on this radio program. And I know it's not just a radio program. There's also the interwebs and the televisions. But I like to think of it also as a radio program because I'm nostalgic. And but there's almost nothing more wise could be said, because if the only thing we do in reaction to our stress is feel more stress, literally what stress is fear response without outlet. And what's happening right now in the country is we're afraid. We're afraid. Uh-huh. We're afraid of Donald Trump. We're afraid of what's happening in our democracy. We're now afraid of the Supreme Court. And that fear, unacted upon, is the definition of stress. And it shortens your life and it makes things worse. And I love your example of actually go out and do something. Actually make a phone call. Actually put a word in. And Judy, thanks for it. You have a final word. We're about to go to break.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Judy, thank you so much. Act. Don't just fret. Act. That if we can, we've got another minute. If we can use the energy, here's the good news about a fear response, is that it gives energy. I want to say something about Biden's voice. I think something has happened in his old age. And yeah, he's old. I'm not going to make bones about it. He's old. Oldest president we ever had. He's also the best president of my lifetime, or the second best. And for new listeners, forgive me for saying that. If you're like, wait, what did he just say? I thought Biden was the guy that was old and had low approval ratings. No. I've played this game with smart people who I roughly agree with politically, right? They tend to be, you know, center left or liberal or progressive or, you know, somewhere in the, you know, they tend not to be MAGA Republicans, to be clear, when I've asked this question. And I've asked even on this program. And ask the question, who's the worst president ever? And I said, who's second worst? And second, I don't say ever, I say last 50 years. Sometimes I do of your lifetime if the person's under 50. And the most frequent final name, the least worst, is Joe Biden. It's by far the least, the most common final name. Somebody responded after when that OF, and they actually cursed. See, he's a little old. I think when his soft voice is soft, it's a little too soft. He's got to get louder.
Listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
But the big thing is avoid stress by acting. Do stuff. Deal with your fear. More on that in a minute.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Beryl caused more damage in southeast Texas than officials thought it would. Here's Galveston Mayor Craig Brown.
Structural damage. We've had reports of tornadoes. We have had a lot more concerns with this hurricane than we were ever thinking would happen.
As he left Britain for the NATO summit in Washington, new Prime Minister Keir Starmer promised support for Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia.
This is an opportunity to send that message in relation to Russian aggression wherever, but that attack last week was appalling, and so the message is even more important now than it was before.
A Navy sailor tried and failed to access President Biden's medical records, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The sailor accessed what's called the Genesis Medical Health System, the database for the military medical system, three times on February 23rd. But in the words of one U.S. official, quote, he did not pull up the right Joe Biden.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown to make sure our attendees are doing the things that they need to do and can get to the different convention activities.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Meanwhile, a federal judge is ruling that a protest group that sued Milwaukee cannot march into the hard security perimeter at the Republican convention. The American Civil Liberties Union says Milwaukee's protest plans for the RNC violate its free speech rights. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. John Cena has announced he is retiring from professional wrestling. Cena, a 16-time WWE champion, first made a name for himself in the early 2000s as rapper The Doctor of Thugonomics and recently appeared naked behind a suspiciously small piece of cardboard at the Oscars. The Ricky Stenicki star says he will focus more on acting but will give wrestling fans a farewell tour and that he's just physically at the end. Making Cena even cooler is that he will host Discovery's Shark Week 2024. Willie Nelson received a warm welcome on July 4th in Camden, New Jersey, his first appearance after a health scare. According to the New York Post, the 91-year-old music legend took the stage at his annual 4th of July picnic event after having had to take a musical knee for a couple of weeks due to doctor's orders. Nelson performed two shows in Wisconsin in mid-May, in Madison and Milwaukee. He is back with the Outlaw Music Festival tour, performing with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds, a little patchy fog in the overnight. Light winds, lower 60s by sunrise. For your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, some showers, even some rumbles of thunder, especially in the afternoon, with highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us
I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio. The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls for the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour 2. Trigby Olson, Pat Freitlow, and myself, be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Help democracy win. I'm not asking you to do that for me. I'm not asking you to do that for some candidate you may barely know. I'm suggesting you do that for you. Yeah, for the country. I mean, sure, that sounds good. But also for you. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Brian. I think Brian wants to talk about the Republican National Committee platform, which just got ratified. So if we can use that word, go ahead, Brian.
Yes, quote-unquote ratified. Yeah, I know it's the first time they've changed it in 40 years. They said that they talked about abortion before that 35 times, now only once. But my argument is that the media is saying, you know, if you read the headlines, oh, they've softened their abortion stance or they've softened language. I argue that they've actually enhanced it. There was a guy I watched, he had brought up a good point about now, and I know you've read it, that they want to talk about, we're focused on the 14th Amendment and we're focusing on, you know, protecting all life, and we want to make add an extra part to it about protecting life before birth, which is basically the Alabama decision. It's like,
there you go. Well,
that's radical. So, but the media say, oh, they softened it. They actually enhanced it. And I don't know what your take is on that.
No, Brian, it's really insightful. It's really insightful, and it's really clear. Like, they're on record. It doesn't matter. This actually was the thing I was thinking about coming in this morning was, and I'll keep you on in case you have a reply. And what I was thinking about it, because I think it was NPR and their news rundown podcast. I try to, for Tuesday Newsday, I try to absorb a bunch of stuff, right? And I put it on double speed and I just crank my earlobes, and I would do 3x speed, but they don't offer that. And there's someone that does, but not the app I use. It only goes at 2x speed. So. And I was listening to their breakdown, saying the story that you said, but only the first part of it. They didn't say that. Oh no, they're actually getting more radical when it comes to women's right to choose, or trying to prevent women's right to choose even earlier, to criminalize other behavior, etc. And I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about actually practice of law and rules of evidence. And people have heard this because people watch cop shows and court stuff on TV all the time. And you see, and you may be aware of this, if there is an admission by party, so hearsay, everybody's heard of hearsay, right? The hearsay is not admissible. But there are certain things that either aren't hearsay or that are an exception to the hearsay rule. And that exception is when there's an admission by, often called admission by the party opponent. Okay, in other contexts, it's called an admission against interest. That if the defendant, doesn't have to be just the defendant, but typically it's called the defendant, says something that is contrary to their interest. If they sort of said, yeah, I did it. It's like, yeah, I killed that guy. Then their lawyer can't say, hearsay. That was an out-of-court statement. I object hearsay. No, he admitted it. He did it. That's an admission. It's not hearsay anymore. And the reason is because it's against interest. But the other side of that is, if it's something that's said out of court that isn't against interest, he goes out and says, I didn't do it. Even if it's 25 people say, I didn't do it. That is not evidence. I didn't do it. That is not evidence. Only I did it. Only that's evidence because it's against interest. Here's the thing about the platform. To me, I don't care what this platform says, unless it's an admission against interest. Anything that it says that's trying to cover over their most pointed, their most obvious electoral weak spots, the war that they are waging on women in this country, and the fact that women around this country are recognizing it, and people identify, however they identify, are recognizing it in this country, and it's costing them election after election. I don't care about their platform statement that said, no, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. We're not going to do it. I don't care. What I look for is, in fact, what are the statements against interest? Because those are more likely to be relevant, and I mean that in a legal sense, more likely to be connected to truth and more believable. So yeah. In this, it is okay, great. They say, no, nothing to see here. We worked for 40 years to eliminate a woman's right to choose, but we're going to try to be a little quieter about that now that we've actually done it. And we're actually going to do more. And their legislative myrmidons, confederates, are doing more of it on a day-by-day basis. And their courts are doing it more and more of it on a day-to-day basis. The fact that they would like not to talk about that, I don't care. But I'm glad you want to talk about it, because I want to talk about their admissions against interest, including what they're trying to do to go even before, even earlier, and say, no. Like Donald Trump said out of his face to the American people in a debate, yes, I think there need to be criminal penalties. He said that. That's an admission against interest. That is relevant. That is admissible. That matters. The stuff that he says, no, I don't care, because I know that's a lie. You get the last word, Brian.
No, I totally agree with you. It's like you know, with like basically watch what they do more than they say. Like when they say, oh, no, we want to, after the whole IVF debacle, no, we want to protect IVF. And then Senate calls their bluff and puts up a legislation for them to vote on, and they all vote against it. So it's like not what they say. Like I said, you're right. The platform, it's all BS. You know, they're talking about, oh, we want to. We're all for Melania Trump met with LGBTQ conservatives. I'm like, come on, stop.
Yeah. No, and Brian, I appreciate the call. And just to be clear, it's sort of an extension of not just believe what I say, what I do, or what I did, what I said I did, or I said I'm going to do. And consider this interesting. It's not that I think platform statements are irrelevant. I do think that, for instance, Bernie Sanders put too much energy in trying to work on the Democratic Party platform rather than other things that are more likely to yield change. Like and I don't know why, I'm not to whack anybody, but there was a lot of focus on the Democratic Party platform, and I think the platform ends up being not the most important driver of change. It matters. But I'm not trying to whack platforms. Platforms can matter. But what I'm looking for in the Republican platform is not the time they're trying to say something that is popular. What I'm looking for are the times they say something unpopular. What they did by taking it down from a 64-page document down to a 16-page document, a bunch of all caps, looking like a bunch of True Social posts, is just trying to remove the admissions. This is what you would do if you are an expert criminal defendant. It's like, hey, folks, just don't say stuff. The oral tradition is a powerful tradition. Just don't write it down. Can we just not write this stuff down? So, yeah, they decide not to write it down. And they're realizing also they wrote it down in Project 2025. And then folks like you and folks like me could say, oh, look what they say they're going to do. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that. And he's like, hey, stop writing stuff down. Don't tell anybody what we're going to do. Let's just do it. So the times they don't write stuff down, that doesn't mean I believe that. We can't. Something like Mike Lee and Social Security. When they say, oh, no, we don't want to touch Social Security, we know that they do because they have been trying for years. And Mike Lee said he wanted to eliminate it. He wanted to go squarely after it. He is a United States senator. He reflects the mainstream view of the current MAGA Republican Party, even though far too few MAGA voters recognize that. They don't understand their own party is coming after them. It's one of the reasons I welcome with open arms, even amidst disagreements on various things, because I am on the side of humanity, and they are coming after you. They're coming after your family. They're coming after things that you need. And they're distracting you with the border to think that your biggest threat is Mexico. That Mexico is going to invade the United States of America. Come on now. It's not the biggest threat. It's not the danger. No. Don't worry about Russia. The real threat is Mexico. That's what we got to really worry about. That's who's going to get us. Don't look to where the dangers are that are actually emptying bank accounts using modern technology. Worry about people who are picking fruits and vegetables. It's the fruits and vegetable people who are going to get you. No, it's not. Nor does that define everybody who's from Mexico. Come on now. They're coming for the things that you need, and they don't want you to know that, so they distract. And I'm not worried about their statements that are advancing their interest, because I know I cannot believe them. So I look at their statements against their interest. I look at when Mike Lee says, yes, I do want to take away Social Security. Like, I can believe that. Not just because, like, I disagree with Mike Lee. That's not what I'm saying. But because I understand how humans work. I understand how rules of evidence work. I understand what is relevant and what is more likely credible and truthful. All right, you've heard me on that. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Mike from Florida. You're on the air, Mike.
Hey, Jefferson. You have the smartest callers. I hate to end the trend, but I want to talk about comedy and why Democrats are funnier than Republicans.
Okay.
Because you got to be smart to be a comedian. You have to be smart to be a satirist. And when you brought up killer robots.
Yes.
I have to have a sense of humor because I live in a community. I'm in Florida.
Yes.
So when you talk about looking at your community, so it's very hard to laugh at my situation. But when you mention killer robots, one of my senators is Rick Scott, and I defy anybody to tell me he's not a killer robot. Just look at him.
Mike, thank you. Right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
There is an accusation on the air that Rick Scott is, in fact, a killer robot. Mike, you want to make that case?
I do want to make that case.
We'll be right back to make the case on killer robots.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. It's cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. Dogs find it absolutely delicious. And something you'll love, something that you'll find delicious, you can save up to 54% off. Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Again, text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Life is delicious. Sometimes. All right. Let's go to Bill from Richmond. You're on the air, Bill.
Jefferson, hey, thanks for taking my call. I tell you what I told your screen reader that I wanted to ask about was this. What did you think your reasoning, I mean, this is an opinion, maybe I'll have a counter to it, that the way the mainstream media, particularly like the New York Times, Washington Post, turned on Biden so quickly, do you have an idea why you think they did it?
Yeah, I have a few. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men, but I do have some thoughts, and Bill, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for the question. I'll offer a few thoughts. One, I think a lot of what is going on is emotion. I think it drives so much. It drives more than we think. We like to think of ourselves as reasoned, rational people, and to a degree we are. We're also emotional creatures. Our fear, our anger, they drive us. And fear is a powerful, powerful tool. And it's even more powerful when we're not aware of it. And I think people are really scared. I think people are really scared of losing to Donald Trump. I think they're really scared of what's happening with democracy. I think they're really scared of having a convicted felon back in the White House. I think they're really scared of somebody who would put on a coup that would get to return back to power. I think they're really scared of someone who is pretty clearly in cahoots with international oligarchs and dictators being in charge of our country. I think they're really scared of a platform and of a Supreme Court that continues to move us in a direction of oligarchy and anti-democracy. I think people are scared. And I think that that can yield a frenzy. It can yield a frenzy, and they say, oh, we got to find an answer. So I think that's one reason. Second reason, I think there are. I think that there is a, we've got an old president, and we've got an old president who looks and sounds old. And you overlay that with the fear, and there's something to be said. Here's a third dynamic, that there are bot messages. I talked to an expert on this, on Democracy Nerd, the podcast we do, and the and I talked to an expert on this who looks at foreign and influence on social media and on elections, etc. He said, we have to understand what's happening. It's they are constantly feeding anti-American messages. They're constantly feeding divisive messages. They're constantly feeding anti-democracy messages, constantly. And you don't know which one's going to hit, but eventually one does, and that's the one you run with. And we saw it with Barack Obama's citizenship. He was an American citizen. But that caught enough out of the cascade of attacks, that caught enough that it could keep going. We saw it with Hillary Clinton's emails. And we've seen it with Joe Biden's age, where they find something they can latch onto, and then it goes and goes and goes and goes. Now, in terms of the non-ideological media, what's going on there? Well, some, they need something to talk about. And some of it, I think, is not only fear-based, but you have these sort of urban writers, and they want very much to seem fair and balanced. And so we have this totally disparate, asymmetrical media landscape where you have the right-wing media that is an echo chamber, and then you have the rest of media, and the rest of media is ecumenical. And if you look at where Democratic voters, big D Democratic voters, in the study that MIT and Harvard did, in fact, Hillary Clinton voters, if you looked at the news that they looked at, it was really ecumenical. What they looked on social media, what they shared, what they were willing to share with their friends, It included liberal stuff and conservative stuff, including New York Times, included Wall Street Journal, New Republic, and National Review. It was all over the map. Okay. And if you looked at the top five things they share, they were all prestigious news organizations that I will take some issue with from time to time, but nonetheless, I will acknowledge they are news organizations. But if you looked at what Trump voters shared, it was stuff you can't really call news. In fact, in the top five, Fox News didn't even appear in the top five. It was stuff that was weirder than that. It was like just weird stuff that is echo chambery and deeply ideological and often false. And Fox News only got back into the top five when they started talking about Bill Clinton and arguments he was a pedophile. And that got Fox News back into the mix. So we have this asymmetric media landscape. And so, meanwhile, this battle, New York Times is trying to pretend that it's reaching everybody. It is not. But it wants to continue pretending that. And therefore, it wants to seem like it's hard-minded. You got a convicted felon on that side. What do? Well, you call the other guy old. Those are not symmetrical. Other issue that we have to be aware of is who owns this stuff. Who are not only the shareholders, but in fact the owners and CEOs, and who do they donate to? And by the way, tend not to be fluffy-hearted liberals. That's why we need this show. I appreciate you. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience with Superbeet's Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well. an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. Super Beats Radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday marks the opening of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll talk a bit about some of the educational aspects of what's happening in Chippewa Falls.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he didn't call WTMJ or WISN. He made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always